This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for the Away on Business, Alex Jones. And as you've heard the last couple of days, he's been providing updates, special reports from Los Angeles, covering the Arnold Schwarzenegger debacle, if you want to call it that, which it certainly is. It's a circus, as Alex has described. And the fix is in, and they just keep going at trying to raid, the state and rid it of the corruption, only to replace it with a much more corrupt system. www.infowars.com, www.infowars.com, and also www.prisonplanet.com. You must check out those websites. There is loads and loads of news on there to keep you up to speed on what's going on. It's kind of interesting when Alex was talking about Schwarzenegger and his Austrian connections and his love of Hitler. You know, there's an article on the Infowars.com website titled "The Nazis in W's Closet." When Adolf Hitler needed money, who did he call? Well, he called George Bush's granddaddy, and he was, you know, a lot of times people don't realize what's happened in the past and how much it affects what is happening now. And again, you know, you've got to stay informed, because you begin to realize, you start connecting the dots and you start seeing where all this stuff goes. I interviewed a gentleman on my program on A Closer Look. His name is Carlo Calvi, the son of the deceased Vatican banker Roberto Calvi. And, you know, Calvi was big in the Vatican bank scandal. And of course, the Bushes and his relative families, they seem to have a propensity for scams. Peter Bruton wrote an excellent book on George Bush Sr. and the Iran-Contra scams and all of that. Those people raided billions and billions and billions of dollars from innocent people in the United States from savings and loans. And according to Calvi, the Bush family apparently does have some leanings toward Nazism and fascism, because Calvi reported a meeting between Michele Sindona, who was a mafia guy in Italy, and a guy named Phil Guarino here in the United States. Now, Guarino, if you do some research on Guarino, he was a big campaign fundraiser for the Republican Party, going back to Ronald Reagan and George Bush. And mysteriously, he kind of disappeared from the scene during the campaign of George W. Bush. My estimation was it was kind of a form of damage control, because they didn't want this question to come up. But, you know, there are the connections there. And it's undoubtedly, it's as obvious as the nose is on our faces, that, you know, that what they're doing is this police state activity with Tom Ridge and the Homeland Security Act and all of these things with Poindexter, with total information awareness, et cetera, et cetera. These guys are hell-bent on completely taking away all of our liberties and robbing us of our ability to think for ourselves, to protect our families and our property, and to enslave us in a total police state. And I want to just mention real quick, too, Alex Jones' latest video, Police State 3, is a must-have video that you can get by calling 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Police State 3 is, the subtitle is Total Enslavement. And he will demonstrate how this plan of theirs is well underway. And we can't afford to be sleeping at the switch here right now, because things are really reaching a critical mass. The next presidential election is coming up next year. It's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out. But, you know, the hope is, as we've been talking on the program, the hope is that if we get informed and we know what's going on, we can use our vote and our voice to put a stop to this and end this totalitarian regime that's on the horizon. One other thing, too, you know, the Argentina, which Alex brought up, they're under a constitutional dictatorship. And that's kind of where we're going. John Dean of Watergate fame has written extensively on constitutional dictatorship. That's another thing you need to check out. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. Give us a call. I'm Michael Corbin. Stay tuned. There's more to come on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Following is an actual conversation between a NeoConStar operator and a subscriber in distress who is locked in her car and doesn't have the proper authorization to get out. With NeoConStar, help is just a satellite away.
NeoConStar, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the NeoConStar observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in 2 counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for a deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the NeoConStar console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using NeoConStar. Have a nice day.
This is Michael Corbin from A Closer Look. Does this scenario seem far-fetched or on the horizon? Well, we may experience this level of government control if we don't stand up today and take back our God-given freedoms that have been taken in the name of the war on terrorism.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
We are the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right is right. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return on Thursday. Let's take a quick call, and then we're going to go to our guest, Greg Palast. We've got a caller from Michigan. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, Dave?
Sir,
yes, I have this problem with Gregory Palast. I think that... You know, he's done a lot of very, very useful work. He leaked the information about the W199I document. You know, he has done a lot of good things, but this is a person who has lionized Gray Davis. Gray Davis has done more damage to California and this country than any governor could conceivably have done. He's been all about eliminating the borders, basically creating one a magnificent region with Mexico, as he said, a gun-grabbing, land-grabbing, and everything else, and he's recently passed a whole lot of really terrible legislation to curry favor with his bosses so that he can stay in power.
But, Dave, you know
and
the thing
I,
you know
my
the
stomach
thing is...
really gets turned at the... I appreciate the focus on Arnold Schwarzenegger and all of his problems, but I think we need to look at what else, you know, who these other people are, Bustamante and Gray Davis. I mean, they have to be gotten rid of, and I can't stand to read about what a great man he is fighting corruption. I've read Greg Palast articles to that effect, so yeah. I think he should be challenged on those things.
Well, we'll talk to him about it. You know, the thing is, though, he is entitled to his opinion. And of course, you are entitled to yours. The idea is that, you know, everybody has their particular angle and viewpoint on things.
Well, his angle doesn't hold water. He has done these things, and he has dramatically assaulted the sovereignty of this country and the rights of the people of California, and he set a precedent that will be followed by for the rest of us shortly.
I don't know if I'd go that strong.
Why not?
Well, just listen to your language. I mean, your language makes it sound like he's a devil or something. He's not.
I think that Gray Davis is, and I think that anyone that can support those things is totally against the principles of this country, and I think that should be highlighted here.
Well, sure, but of course, you know, if we get if Californians get Schwarzenegger, it's going to be worse than the previous. I think it will be.
I don't think it will be different. I think it will be the same.
Well,
either way.
Okay,
but I think that Gray Davis needs to be held accountable, and I think that your guest needs to be challenged on those things and his support of Gray Davis.
Okay, well, we'll ask him about that. Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. We're going to be getting Greg on here in just a moment. Real quick, to update you on what he is going to be talking about, he has been given documentation that discusses the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a meeting on May the 17th of 2001 at the Peninsula Hotel in Los Angeles, which you heard Alex make reference to. This meeting was attended by Enron chieftain Kenneth Lay and convicted stock swindler Mike Milken. Now, what is interesting about this is that Bustamante had planned, Gray Davis and Bustamante had planned to make Enron and other power pirates then ravaging California pay back the $9 billion in illicit profits that they carried off. Now, here's the story, and we're going to talk about it with Greg, is the story that Arnold Schwarzenegger does not want you to hear, and that is that the biggest single threat to Kenneth Lay and the electricity lords is a private lawsuit that was filed last year under California's unique civil code provision 17200, which is the Unfair Business Practices Act. Now, this litigation heading to trial now in Los Angeles would make the power companies return the $9 billion that they filched from California electricity and gas customers. Okay, so when we get Greg on, he's going to talk about this, because this is a very paramount thing, because if Schwarzenegger is elected, this whole thing could go away, and those guys will get to keep the $9 billion that they stole out of the pockets of the Californians. And we're going to take a call now. We've got someone calling from Oklahoma. What was the name again? Ron? Ron, we've got you on. You're on the air.
I heard you talking a minute ago about Germany and suggesting that your listeners should read more history.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to suggest that they try to find a copy of William H. Shirer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, or
yeah.
possibly Shirer's Rise and Fall of Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many similarities.
Oh, absolutely.
What happened in Nazi Germany and what's going on now.
Yeah.
The Reichstag fire, I'm here in Oklahoma City. Shortly after the bombing, I was calling it the Reichstag bombing. But Hitler's speech before the Reichstag after the fire in 1933,
yep.
when he called for the Enabling Act,
mm-hmm.
that was almost word for word George Bush's speech.
Makes you kind of wonder what makes you kind of wonder where they're getting their material for his speeches, right?
It was absolutely scary.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
I've always been fascinated by World War II and read a lot about it. And then when these things started happening, it struck a chord immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, it just lights came on.
You know, it's interesting because one of the things that also precipitated Hitler's power. Coming to power in Germany was the fact that he used the street thugs to terrorize the citizens.
The SA?
Yeah. And, yep, and one of the things we're seeing now, you know, a few callers back mentioned the fact that, you know, that there were certain things that were occurring in the 80s that were a lot more subtle, that were, you know, kind of paving the road to where we are today. One of those things, too, that I observed was the proliferation of gang members, and not only just proliferation of gang members, but the well armored and well funded gang groups out of California, you know, that eventually have populated a lot of the major cities in the United States. And you know, when you look at what's going on down in the street level, it makes you kind of wonder where do they got their money, where they got their guns, and you know, the drug business,
Bloods and the Crips,
you got it.
Right, we even have them here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and the cops act like, well, we can't clean these guys up because they're just, you know, there's too many of them. But, you know, the problem is that if they really wanted to put a stop to it, they could, but they don't because they're being told to lay off, because those kinds of investigations would lead to some interesting places, as Gary Webb noted in a series of articles that he did for the San Jose Mercury News, when he discovered the CIA's involvement in funding some of these gangs with drugs and weapons.
My lady friend managed an apartment complex here in the city back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And there was a really bad, bad drug problem. Really
mm-hmm.
bad. Couldn't get anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
Finally got one DEA guy interested. And the city police wouldn't do anything. And the only way I got the DEA interested was to tell them that there were white college kids from OU coming in on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, when it was just black, everybody looked the other way.
Yeah.
And
the thing is that we're going to have street violence erupting, we're going to have violence erupting right on the streets. And what's going to happen is then you're going to have the guy come riding in on a white horse, and he will take care of the problem. And then, of course, we will be beholden to him, and everybody will live happily ever after.
Right. I was listening to your guest yesterday, and he was absolutely fascinating.
Which one, yesterday?
Yeah.
Paul David Collins?
Right, right.
Yeah, he's done a lot of research on this stuff. And you know, one of the things that when we were talking about, you know, being informed and reading books and things like that, I highly encourage the audience also, if you can get a copy of Painted Black by Carl Raschke. This book was written in 1990, so it's a little bit hard to get, but Painted Black kind of outlines the aesthetics of terror. What Raschke, who's a comparative religion professor at DU in Denver here, he outlines this thing about what he calls the aesthetics of terror, and it's kind of a history of terrorism, and he kind of lays down the groundwork too to illustrate that not only is terrorism and Satanism walking in hand, but they are one and the same. In other words, they are tools that are utilized by control freaks who want to gain control of large masses of people. Thanks for the call. We've got to move on. And coming up, we've got Greg Palast. So stay tuned. There's more to come. Our number today, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
And again, filling in for Alex Jones, I'm Michael Corbin. Alex will return on Thursday, and our number today is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. Now, we're moving on to my guest, who is, he's been called Twisted by Catherine Harris in Florida. The White House says, we hate that, and I can't complete the sentence, but you can imagine, we hate that SOB, I guess you could use that word. But anyway, and also, as you've heard, one of our callers takes exception with his stance on Gray Davis. But, as they say, variety is the spice of life. I say, controversy is the spice of life. It's a pleasure to welcome to the program Greg Palast, author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, Michael, glad to be with you.
Good to interview you
take
again.
Take your best shot. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to focus today and on this discovery that you've written about, about Arnold Schwarzenegger's dirty little Enron secret.
I mean, it's not so secretive.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, right. The governator there met secretly in a hotel room with Ken Lay, the mastermind of Enron.
Yeah.
And Mike Milken, the convicted stock swindler, and a few other luminaries of the dark world.
Yeah.
And this is in the middle of what we call the California energy crisis, the middle of the California energy swindle about the Ken Lay and his power company cronies ripping off the state.
Yeah.
And what the whole discussion was about undercutting the investigations by the state and federal government. Now, and back in May of 2001, they didn't know who they could put up against Gray Davis as governor. Mainly, they were concerned about his lieutenant governor, a guy named Cruz Bustamante, who's actually on the ballot now and probably the number one challenger to Schwarzenegger, should the recall win. He had filed a lawsuit a month before the meeting, which was demanding $9 billion back from these power pirates, and stands a very good chance of succeeding unless, of course, a governor of a state steps in and gets in the way, and that's kind of the purpose of the meeting to get rid of these
short circuit the
lawsuit. Now, yeah. They had, and they didn't have a crystal ball. Some people said, I don't want people misreading what I've uncovered here. They're not saying, oh, let's start a recall and put up Arnie. What they did is that, because that was a guy named Issa that started that, what they said, we have to go up against Davis, undercut him, stop these investigations. And they had not only Schwarzenegger, but they had Reardon, who was the mayor of Los Angeles, who they thought might be the candidate for governor. So they didn't know which of these guys was going to step in, but they, you know, the idea is to have all the politicians in their pocket. You know, it's cheap.
Yeah.
Have them all. You don't know which one's going to run or work out, right?
Yeah.
The main thing is that it's a con. It was part of the continuing part of the continuing story of the power pirates ripping off the public. It's still happening in Texas. It's happening all over the place.
Yeah, right. Well, it is. Now, you know, given the fact that these guys, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is probably par excellence in this department, given the fact that a lot of these guys give new meaning to skeletons in the closet, let's look inside of Bustamante's closet. What's in there?
Well, yeah, one thing I don't want people to get get the idea that I fall in love with some politicians of any party.
God forbid, right?
That doesn't happen. In fact, yesterday I was viciously attacked yesterday for saying unkind things about my senator, Hillary Rodham. Hillary the Rod.
Yeah.
And, you know, but what do you want me to do? I'm an investigative reporter, for those who don't know. I'm an investigative reporter for BBC Television.
Yeah.
And for the Guardian Papers of Britain, which are probably the most influential in the world, and certainly my news program is maybe the most widely seen in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty much locked out of the U.S. Media. I kind of bounce off the electronic wall, except when, you know, Alex Jones gives me an opening.
Uh-huh.
And I just, I tend to go after those in power. That's what an investigative reporter does. So when the Clintons were in power, I made them very unhappy, apparently, quite unhappy.
Well, you know, I've always measured my effectiveness and success by the things that are said nasty toward me, you know, like being called an SOB. I tend to look at somebody and say thank you.
Well,
I'm doing my job.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's my other view is, like, the interesting thing about Bustamante, where my problem comes in with him moment.
Hold that, Greg, because we'll take that when we come back from the break.
Great.
Okay, 1-800-259-9231 is our number, 1-800-259-9231. Greg Palast is my guest. We're going to talk about Arnold's Enron secret coming back from the break. Stay tuned. There's more to come on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular out bankruptcy. 1-2-3, nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And again, I'm Michael Corbin sitting in for Alex Jones, who will return on Thursday, and he will be continuing the InfoWars fight. Our number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Joining me is Greg Palast, and we're talking about his latest article. Was it released yesterday, Greg, on Arnold's little secret, Enron secret? Did that come out yesterday?
Yes. And actually over the weekend, it was Friday night that it came out. I just got these documents, internal Enron memos. It added to some material that was already out there. I do want to give some credit to the San Francisco Chronicle, which first learned of the secret meeting.
Yeah.
But they didn't seem to have any information on why they would be meeting, and that required understanding, getting a little more info. One, the memo saying that they clearly wanted to undercut Davis. The other is that they, as the state suit, which was the real threat to these guys, because California has an unusual law called the Unfair Business Practices Act, in which if you're ripped off by a series of corporations, you can sue. It's a bit, it's unique to that state.
Uh-huh.
And I've done similar litigation. In fact, I won a case, $4 billion case, against a company in Long Island under statutes in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, talking about both parties being well, see, there's really only one party, Michael. It's called what I call Hezba Shekel, which is the party of the cash. And in
Fordham,
New York, I had this little Democrat, so-called Democrat named Mario Cuomo, the great liberal hero. He stepped in on a case and saved this power company from a $4 billion payment.
Yeah.
So, you know, in one case, in one coast, it's the governator. On the other coast, it's the Democrats. I don't want to say it's one party or the other, because it isn't.
No, it just flows into one thing. I mean, it's the whoredom of the cash party.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems. So I don't want people to think that this is some type of, that I'm on a partisan investigation. I got both of the, I am, but it's bipartisan investigation. So we've got both the governator, and then we also have the capo di capi of New York Politico Democrats, Cuomo, doing the same. Actually, he actually did the game. He actually saved a company. He was in position.
Yeah.
He saved guys from these guys lost a racketeering case. He actually stepped into a federal case to save a group of racketeers.
Ooh.
And he gave right now that our dear liberal leader, in case people wonder whatever happened to Mario Cuomo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a where are they now personality.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing now, he gave a no-bid, big fat no-bid legal contract to a law firm named Wilkie Farr Gallagher. Today, he is at Wilkie Farr Gallagher. So I just want you, the taxpayers in New York, to know that their money went to good purpose to make sure that Mario Cuomo continued to live in the style to which he'd become accustomed at your expense.
The lap of luxury, yes.
So, you know, so I just, you know, I don't want anyone to think, well, oh, he's out to get Arnold because he's out to help the Democrats.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. It's the same game.
Sure it is.
But, you know, I don't want, you know, on the other hand, I have to say Bustamante did the right thing by bringing that lawsuit. He seems to be a bit afraid of it because he certainly doesn't like to shout about it, but I think that, you know, clearly it just brought down firepower on his head. Corporate money boys that really went after him. And don't forget, the energy crisis started under a guy named Bill Clinton. The year 2000 was the Clinton presidency.
Yeah.
And Clinton, while Davis is drowning, Davis is getting absolutely pounded by politically because of the power prices rising. Clinton didn't act on that until December, until after the election. I mean, he waited. California's drowning, and he didn't take any action until December of that year.
He waited until the hemorrhage was well established, and then he acted.
Well, yeah. I mean, he didn't care. You know, look, and you have to look at another thing. I guess the people won't like this one. One of the reasons seems to be a great prejudice toward power companies in the Clinton administration, which may have to do with the fact that Hillary Rodham represented one of the big giant power companies ripping off California out of Little Rock, Arkansas, Entergy International.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting? But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that there's a direct connection. I'm not saying that the Clintons are influenced by money. It just looks that way. You know, I mean,
okay.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's like, and you can see that, by the way, in the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy,
yeah.
That's very important that people understand that, that I have a chapter, by the way, a new chapter, which is in the edition out now, called California Reman, Deregulation, the Power Pirates, the real story there, and it tells about Hillary and her connections, and it tells about Enron and the connections, of course, deep into the Bush family.
These guys have been plugged in, and I know that's a, you know, kind of a, they're plugged in. But this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand, Enron was a kind of, you know, Bush creation to some extent. The Bush family, they grew up together politically. The corporation really was established in about 1986 out of Houston Natural Gas. And mm-hmm. it was the creation of deregulation, which really started with Governor Bush out of Texas. Now, deregulation first caught on in California under Pete Wilson. Now, there's a Republican there, and it mixes up under Pete Wilson. But these are Texas power companies, Enron, TXU, which is Texas Utilities, the Reliant, which is the alias for Houston Industries, Southern Company, Entergy, Hillary's company. These guys were basically dickering among themselves about how to divide up the market.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them just rip off one nation after another. They came to America late, as you'll see in the book. I mean, they were behind. They gave some impetus to the coup d'etat in Pakistan, which is how we end up with a berserker, maniac, Muslim fanatic military dictator in Pakistan.
Right.
Who is, by the way, now our ally. Right. Well, hey, as soon as I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. Just because I said someone's a berserker with a weapon of the guy has nuke. We don't need to send in inspectors, you know, in Pakistan.
Yeah.
Because the guy, the dictator there, exploded his bomb on national television. So you know, it's like, so you have to understand these power pirates have been operating worldwide. They didn't just show up in California one day. They start out in Texas, but then they move to England, Brazil, Pakistan, leaving broken bones and bought off politicians in their wake, and then they ended up in California.
And empty piggy banks.
That's right. And so they picked up, you know, to them, you know, Schwarzenegger was not, I wouldn't say, their creation. They jumped on, grabbed on, and funded the, you know, the Frankenstein.
I say, you know, in this whole equation, he's probably a bit player that... You know, he's a bit player, and he's willing to roll over for cash.
Well, his lines are all scripted. He seems to believe this stuff, but on the other hand, it's very clear when he's not scripted that he doesn't quite know what to do. And, you know, people are voting, seem to be attracted to this guy because they see this larger-than-life guy on the screen. Well, if you like fictional characters, then why don't you write in Spider-Man?
Or Mickey Mouse.
He's never been in any trouble. He's never touched anyone's behind except with his web, and then it's only the bad guy.
You know? Now let's talk about this. The after they've looted robbed the consumers in California of $9 billion, how does Arnold fit into this equation and Bustamante and how, what are the dynamics of this game?
It gets really complicated. All their schemes tend to be kind of complicated.
Uh-huh.
They've got a problem in that Enron, because it imploded. All this garbage came out. In fact, you can, if you want it, you don't have to be a great investigative reporter to get some of this stuff. The bankruptcy courts have required that internal Enron documents be posted on the web.
Really?
Out of Texas, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll find is that all the games and schemes are laid bare. They would falsely schedule power. They used they had like these colorful names for playing the market, like Get Shorty and Death Star, but. But basically, they would lie about what they were selling and not selling. They would sell power that didn't exist. There's all these ways to fake out the market. When that didn't work, they would simply meet in hotel rooms and divide up the market and figure who pays what.
Right.
It wasn't just Enron, by the way. Like corporations like El Paso, which, you know, they would shut down gas going into power plants. The power plants would shut down, then they'd sell the big electricity from their other plants and make a killing in a single day.
You know that big blackout they had in California a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Was that somehow related to this, maybe?
Absolutely. It was 100% related to it, because what they were doing is that they were playing games with the market. For example, in one case, Enron Corporation sold 500 megawatts of power. That's a huge amount of power.
Right.
Which they bid. They had this goofy bidding system, which was like, you know, it's their fixed casino. But they had this goofy bidding system. Enron wins the bid to send 500 megawatts of power into California. But it goes over a line that can only handle 15 megawatts of power. Now, if you try to pour, you know, a gallon of gasoline into a thimble, it's going to go all over the place.
Right.
And it doesn't work. So the power engineers in California said, oh, my God. If that stuff goes over the line, one, the lines will evaporate. Literally, they'll vaporize if you do that.
Uh-huh.
But or they'll at least they'll trip and everything will go dark. So we can't get the power there. So we better we'll pay anything, absolutely anything, to get power in from other sources. And prices went up 10,000% in an hour.
Jeez.
And of course Enron and their cronies were there to sell it to them. That's the type of games that were played. And when they played it one too many times, what happened was is that we used to have an old system. It was regulated. You know, people complained about regulation. But, you know, basically you had a bunch of engineers that would say, we need so much electricity over here from those plants over there. This time it's like these wacky bidding systems, and these guys knew that you couldn't get, you know, you can't run power in two directions at the same time. You can't, you know, and they would figure out the physical glitches in the system until it finally, you know, a few times it just went kablooey.
Yeah. Let me do this. Our wires are burning up here.
Okay.
Julie from Ohio would like to get on here. Good afternoon, Julie. You're on with my guest, Greg Palast.
Hi, Greg. I'm in Rhode Island. I've actually heard you on Jack Blood's show at WARL.
Oh,
and,
great.
And you had a good interview there, and I haven't looked up your book yet, but I will.
Okay.
You sound like a fascinating person. And please continue to tell us the truth and uncover, you know, all this stuff, because we peons like to know what's going on.
Well, you're not a peon. You're still a voter until they computerize the voting systems. Your vote still counts.
That's coming soon.
I just want to make a quick announcement, and I'll get off the line. It has nothing to do with Greg or anything like that. But tonight in Rhode Island, in Providence at the City Hall, people are going to come out and repeal the Patriot Act in Providence.
Wonderful.
So.
Well, then that means that they're real patriots in Providence.
Well,
bless you.
You know, we're trying to do what we can, and as I try to explain to people, and I'm a mother of three, your baby doesn't come out running out of you. You have to teach it how to walk and take baby steps. So hopefully 4 states and 400 cities have done this, and hopefully the federal government will get the idea.
That's right. And on InfoWars.com, by the way, too, there's another city that's getting ready to do it, so it's starting to catch on. I think people are starting to see. They're peeling back the veil, and they're seeing that there's a monster back there.
Yeah, well, in fact, actually, one thing you'll find out in my book, because I have, as Alex has noted, in fact, today Michael Moore's film comes out about the connection between the Bush and the Bin Laden family, which is triggered by my research for BBC television. And I just, in fact, won an award for that this week from something called Project Censored. The University, California State University's Journalism School gives out awards for the most important stories not reported in the United States about the connection between the Bushes and the Bin Ladens. But here's a good connection for you. The firm that did that computer fix of knocking off thousands of legal voters in Florida and handing the race to the Bushes in Florida in 2000, they are now the number one contractor for Homeland Security. They are keeping billions of records. I know they've admitted to me 16 billion records that they're keeping on Americans.
Is that Choice Point?
Security.
Is that Choice Point?
Choice Point out of Atlanta. And
yeah,
these guys are raking it in. And by the way, remember there was all those headlines last month which seemed to have just kind of drifted away about this guy Grasso at the New York Stock Exchange given a salary of $160 million. But no one asked why. They just said it was obscene. But But what was the point of the obscenity? The obscenity was proposed by a board member of the exchange named Ken Langone.
Oh.
Langone was the guy who was being charged with securities fraud. And giving money to his crony Grasso was a way of protecting himself. Who is Langone? His company is Choice Point. His company is the company that's the big winner. And the term big winner in the war on terror I got from Forbes magazine. They say, who's the big winner in the war on terror? Choice Point. And these are the guys that fixed the election. These are the guys that are fixing the New York Stock Exchange. These are the guys that have records on Americans. You know, and that's one question I have for you. When did we become the suspects? We had 19 hijackers, not one American citizen.
Nope.
Why are American citizens on the suspect list?
We're all suffering for it, too.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We got a caller, Jeff, calling in from Texas. Good afternoon, Jeff. You're on with my guest.
Hey, guys. You guys are doing a great job today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Listen, I know I'm calling from Austin, Texas, and I know I know Alex, and I have a cable television show just like he does.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're going to be in for the Green Festival this weekend. I know you're speaking on Sunday.
I'll be in Saturday night through Monday morning in Austin.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to ask you. Our show is live on Monday night, so I was hoping maybe you could
call. You better call my office and not hang up the poor Michael here with that request, okay? Always, it says contact Greg. Anyone can, by the way, go to gregpalace.com and see these nasty BBC television programs that are just too difficult to show on American TV or read this material. Obviously, you can read the book, but it does have a contact Greg. So if you have some comments, complaint, please do that.
Okay,
I will do that today.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to ask you just real quick. It's kind of off subject, but
make it
I was
quick.
Just curious,
we got about
30
seconds.
How did you get a hold of that document, though, W1999I? And I'll hang up and listen now.
Okay.
Thanks,
in case people are wondering what that is, document 199I, and that's a designation for national security. It's a secret FBI document, which I've published at least a hunk of it in my book. I want to get all of it up on my website. But it is a document which indicates that there was a prior request to investigate two members of the bin Laden family in the U.S., and FBI agents were not released to do so until September 13, 2001. And that document was dropped on BBC television researchers by disgruntled agents. Well, I can't really say that's exactly what happened. Here's exactly what happened. Agents came in to talk to our team, and they said, ask some dumb questions about I don't know what the heck.
Greg, can I interrupt you? We got to take a break.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you over for the last part, okay? All right. 1-800-259-9231. Greg Palace is my guest. We'll return in just a moment on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
We continue, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're on the home stretch here of the Alex Jones Show for today. Greg Pallas is my guest. Greg, I want to ask you real quick, if I could, what happens here if Arnold is elected governor in Florida with this $9 billion problem?
Well, I think he'll be elected in California this time, Florida next time. you said Florida. If Arnold is elected governor, what happens is that he, you know, he's assented to this idea of undercutting the investigations. The state has demanded $9 billion from the Bush administration. That is, that the Bush administration order the power pirates to return the $9 billion that they stole. The federal government, realizing that, in fact, that's their job, the what's called the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, its job is to be the police. They've got the evidence on these guys, but rather than simply demand that they return the money, the feds have said under the Bush's guise, and by the way, the head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, a guy named Woods, was personally proposed to Bush by Ken Lay. So Woods is saying that the power companies can get off the hook by settling the case by paying like 1 to 2 cents on the dollar.
Jeez.
That's it. Now, if that happens, the only thing that could stop it is if the governor of California jumps in and says he will not put up with it and joins with the lieutenant governor in court saying this will not stand and let the court case go ahead. If otherwise, what happens is the judge in California in the civil litigation, I know it's complicated, but that's how these things work, in the civil litigation won't have much choice but to say, the federal government has stepped in. The elected governor of the state has no complaint. Case dismissed. I think that's the way it's heading. And that's the danger. I've tried to reach Arnold to say whether he's really going to go along with this scheme. And the only thing that happened is that some woman confronted him with my article and said, "Are you in bed with Ken Lay?" And his response was, well, it, literally, I'm not making this up, he did this in Bakersfield Saturday. Well, I wasn't in bed with you.
Obviously.
that's the answer so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, the answer, we'll see what happens. I don't think there's much chance of getting back the $9 billion then as a practical matter. The Ken Lay's guys in there at the federal level with Bush's approval, they'll have the governorship of California, and Bustamante also, don't forget, Bustamante is a politician like anyone else. He sees which way the wind blows, and he might just scamper away and say, well, it's not worth fighting anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
It just keeps on going, and it will keep on going until people start putting their foot down and saying no more.
No more, exactly. And like I say, you have to say no more, not just the Republicans. It's not just the Schwarzeneggers, it's the Cuomos of this planet too. And when the public, like this woman calling from Rhode Island, steps in and say, well, you know, you may think of us as peons, but in fact, we ultimately have the vote. We're not going to put up with it, and we're going to, you know, stand by people who stand by us.
That's right. And
like I say, that's the key thing, because unfortunately, both parties have been money poisoned on this one.
Absolutely. Greg, we're out of time.
Okay, well, great, Michael. I'm really glad to be with you.
Well, same here, and thank you very much for coming on the program and informing us about this this whole debacle in California. It's interesting. We'll be in touch. Again, that was Greg Palast. His website is www.gregpalast.com. And that's it for us today. I will see you tomorrow in for Alex Jones, who will return on Thursday. And I've got an interesting lineup for you tomorrow as well. We're going to kind of look more closely at the aesthetics of terror. James Rothstein is going to join me on the program to talk about some of the stuff that he did as a retired New York City police detective and working on the Son of Sam case, among other things. And we're going to look at how those things relate to today. That's it for us. I'll see you tomorrow. Good day.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizes.